Okay, great. All right, so we're officially being recorded. So good morning, folks. I want to welcome everybody to our call. We've got some people that this is their first call. We've got some people that are calling from different parts of the world and actually at different hours, which is pretty crazy. So thank you for those of you that are on from, like, if you're on at 2 in the morning or something. Now, for those of you that this is your first call, let me just give you a sense of how the calls have worked, so let me spend 1 or 2 minutes on that. First of all, this is happening live, so you want to make sure that you do not use, let's say, your hold button. If you want to get away from the call and you press the hold button, then everybody's going to hear whatever commercial your company phone has, so don't do that. Just put the phone, walk away. Make sure you're in a quiet room if you can. And these calls, I don't know why it is this way, but the calls are really, really sensitive. So even if you breathe heavy, it sounds really loud on our end. So we don't allow any heavy breathing unless I give you a reason to do so. That's another ground rule. If I tell a joke like that, you're supposed to laugh. Otherwise, I get insecure. Thank you. I've got one fan. Okay. look at this as one big conversation. You know, we're kind of hanging out in my living room. We're just chit-chatting. We're talking. So feel free to participate and laugh and call out or interrupt me. It's totally cool. So I want this to be a conversation, not a presentation. There's a difference, right? So let's see. What else I want to tell you? Oh, okay. Now, here's the outline of how these calls go. There's three parts to it, and this is for the people the first time. One part is I go over the magazine. On the Power Program website, there's a magazine where you open it up, and there's a lot of great stuff in it. So I like to go through some of those pages. By the way, that magazine, the first half of it is a transcription of one of our top students. And this month there was a great student, great material in there. The second half of the magazine is bonus flyers or checklists or mailings or something like that that isn't in any of my other training material. So it's like bonus stuff, and there's some really great stuff in the magazine this month. Okay, so that's the first part. The second part is for me to go over coaching with you. You know, if you've got a question, you need help with something, challenge, you know, I want to coach you on that and help you with that. So this is your opportunity in the next 60 minutes for you to ask me anything that you want to ask me that you need help with, okay? And then the third thing is to give you bonus material that might help you. Other than the magazine, like some listing techniques or selling techniques or life skills, all of that. So the first part, what we're going to do is we're going to go over the magazine. Unless anybody has no, let me just do that. Let me go over the magazine with you. Now, some of you, and here's what I am going to, I'm sorry. I just got distracted by something. All right. Well, here's what I'm going to do. This magazine, some of you were able to get on the website, and you have to be logged into the thepowerprogram.com, right? So thepowerprogram.com, when you log in with your username and password. When you log in, then you'll have access to the magazine, and you'll also have access to the interview of the agent that's in the magazine, and you also will see last month's Power Hour with me, which is this call. This call we're doing is going to get recorded and posted sometime during the weekend, okay? By Monday or Tuesday, it'll be up there. If you're not in front of a computer right now and you can't open up the magazine, just make a note, like on a piece of paper or something, when I tell you page yada yada, make a note of that page number and anything that you want to point out. Okay, so if you do have the magazine in front of you, I want you to go to page 22, and I'll wait till you get to that place, because 22, gang, has this really great flyer for Broker's Open House. And there's a couple of things I want to show you about this flyer. And for those of you, I'll give you kind of a visual. It says Broker's Open House, 2.5 million, has the address, the date, has a brief description of the property. And but here's the best part, a couple of great things about it. First of all, it says that there's a $200 drawing. So, you know, one of the things that this agent's going to do is give $200 at this Broker's Open House as a drawing. Now, some of you be like, damn, $200. That's a lot of money for a listing agent to put as a drawing, as a raffle. Well, there's a couple of thoughts here. First of all, this property is $2.5 million. If you look at the potential commission that you're going to get from it, you know, obviously $200 is obviously not a lot of money now. So that's number one. Number two is, if let's say you had a listing that wasn't $2.5 million, let's say it was $250,000. Okay, $200 may be a big number, maybe $100. But here's the other thing. If you ever work with other vendors, for example, mortgage companies, they love to help agents and get involved. By the way, so whoever's loudspeaker that we just heard in your office, so we all heard that. Now, let me just tell you how to manage that. That's okay, because, like, you can't control that. In order for you to mute yourself, and it'll make a call quiet, so if you're not going to say anything, I'm going to tell you how to mute yourself right now. Actually, I can't remember. Hang on. I got to find the instructions. I think it's – oh, son of a gun. Give me a – I think it's star 6. If you want to hit star 6 on your keypad, that should mute you. And let me see it. If that doesn't work. Yes, that worked. Okay, that's it. Okay, good. So if any of you are in an office where it's kind of loud or something, definitely hit star 6 one time, and that will mute you. Now, how you can unmute yourself, like you want to ask me a question, just do that again, and it'll unmute you, okay? So, all right, thanks for those of you who did it. I see who did that. Okay, good. So going back to this flyer, if you now let me first of all tell you the broker's open house, why it's so important, okay? Because I think some agents don't realize just how important it is. To me, the broker's open house is kind of like a grand opening to a business. If you're a listing agent and you have a listing, it's really important that you roll it out strong, get a lot of activity, because I cannot tell you, see, your job as a listing agent is to market it to other agents, not to market it to buyers. You need to motivate the agents to want to show your property. You want them to feel good about your property. You want to get as many eyes through that house as possible. Broker's open house, number one most important thing that an agent can do when they get a listing. Absolutely no doubt about it. And you have to do it as soon as it comes out on MLS. You know, you don't want to do broker's open house if it's been out for a month or two. Some agents have asked me, well, if it's an expired that you listed from another company, it's already out there, agents already know it, should you do a broker's open house? Yes, you should, because even though a lot of agents may have seen it before, at least you're going to get new eyes, fresh blood on it. If the broker's open house was done 3, 4, or 5 months ago from the other agent, it'll come out as a new thing for people. So whenever you're the listing agent and it's your first time getting the listing, in the first 2 weeks you got to do broker's open house, and the important thing is to get as many people there. So the drawing, you can lower or raise the money based on how much commission you'll make on that listing when it sells, and or you can have a sponsor involved in helping underwrite that drawing. The other thing this agent did, which is smart, they said brunch is being catered by Oyster Bay. I guess that's a local deli or restaurant. I definitely think you should always have really great food, not finger sandwiches, not bagels, not little like cookies and milk, like, you know, a meal. Like, hot meals are the best. Like, we used to have in my office baked ziti, garlic bread, salad, coffee, dessert. I mean, we had like a whole meal. And people make fun of us, say, boy, those guys over at Mac Levitt, they have these crazy brokers open houses. But we used to get 30, 40 agents every time we did one. Our listing sold. We were a big listing office, so we knew how to do it the right way. So I can't stress that enough for you guys. Okay, now, and here's the other thing that's really awesome about this, is this broker open house flyer, you can so use that on a listing appointment to show a homeowner this is the type of work that you do for your clients. This is the kind of extra money that you put into. This is the something different than you do than maybe the other agents do. So, okay, that's page 22. Page 23. For those of you that just called in, I'm talking about the Power Agent magazine that's on the website. So I'm not going to go through instructions now. Just make notes of the page number I'm referring to. Page 24, this Coldwell Banker agent, what they have, Jim Bowden, is there's an opinion sheet that agents fill out after a showing. Now, I'm going to read this to you, and then I'm going to tell you why it's so awesome. It's actually a fax that he sends out, and it says, "Thank you for showing my listing mentioned above on such and such date. I value your professional opinion and really appreciate your feedback on the showing. What was the showing condition? What's the buyer's comments? What's your comments? And, of course, what do you think about the price? And is there anything that needs to be done to help sell the property more quickly?" Now, there's a couple of softwares out there, like Showing Desk is one of them, that you can do this via email. It's a whole other, like, technical way of doing this concept. And if you like the technical version of it, that's fine. As long as you can customize the questions. I love these questions on this opinion sheet. Here's why I love this. There's so many awesome reasons for this. Number one is the agent that just showed your listing is being reminded about the listing that they just showed. So what's that? That's marketing to the agent that has expressed interest in your listing. It reminds them about your listing. It keeps it up front for them. That's number one. Awesome. Number two is you can use this on a listing appointment to show a homeowner. This is one of the things we do. Gang, let me tell you something. Most agents, when they go on listing appointments, they focus on the basics of what we all talk about. They'll talk about an MLS. They'll talk about yard sign. They'll talk about public open house. And when a homeowner hears this, especially a FSBO, they're like, yeah, I've heard this before. This is not worth, 7%. This is not worth me paying 20, 30 grand in a commission. I could do this myself. I can make a flyer. I can do a public open house. I can make my own sign and put it on the front lawn. So there isn't – what's really important when you're talking to a homeowner is to differentiate what you do versus what they could do if they were a FSBO. So the first thing you want to do is show them that you've got things and tools that they don't have access to. So you want to look at what are some of the tools that your company has that you can show a homeowner, this is what we do, and know that this is a tool that they can't do. Okay, for example, virtual tour might be one. Feedback from other agents, the importance of motivating agents, marketing to agents, that means more showings. So the first thing when you're talking to a FSBO is make sure you show them things that you have that they don't have. The second thing is the things that you do have that they can do themselves, for example, a public open house, you have to explain how your public open house would be different from their public open house. Why are your buyers different from theirs? Now, I've always said this. You always have to use metaphors and analogies to explain what you want to show them. And I'm going to give you some examples of that, perhaps, if we get time to it for the end of the call. By the way, hang on a second. The person who just now called in, well, I can't actually do this. Never mind. Okay. The person that just called in, I just muted you because I can tell you're on a speakerphone and I think you were driving. If you want to ask me a question, you'll have to hit *6 on your keypad to unmute you. All right. So page 24, I was just talking about the opinion sheet. The other thing that I love about this sheet is you can actually also use it on a listing appointment to I already said that, sorry. Use it for servicing. Okay, so meaning that when you have the listing and you've had it for a month or two and you're collecting these sheets, every time an agent shows a listing, if they send it back to you the information, you can use these sheets to get price reductions if you need it, if the house is priced too high. I love this opinion sheet in a huge way. The next page, 25, this is a sample of what this other agent does when agents come. It's not a sheet. It's like a 4x6 index card where it has the listing information. And then it asks the agents to simply number from, 5 being excellent to 1 being major problems. What do you think about the location, the price, what do you suggest the listing price should be, the floor plan, condition, decor, and exterior? By the way, for those of you, make a note. When you go to page 25, okay, and you're going to, if you decide to use this and recreate it, don't ask the agent to say what's their opinion of the location or the floor plan, which are the two things that this agent has on there. The reason why is because location, it doesn't matter what the agent thinks because we can't change the location. So that can only create a problem between you and your homeowner. They can actually get very defensive. So get rid of location. And the other thing that's on here I would say get rid of is the floor plan, because that's something else that we can't change. We can't break, you know, complain about the floor plan, because the homeowner's going to say, well, change the floor plan. I'm not going to knock down a wall. So I would get rid of those two things on that question. Okay. By the way, if you guys have any questions, you can ask me if you're not muted, okay? Now, love this. On page 26, do me a favor, everybody. Write this down, page 26, circle it, highlight it. Make sure you do this. This is very simple for you to do. And this is awesome on a listing appointment. I'm going to read it to you for those of you who don't have the magazine in front of you. It's a sheet of paper that has a list of past clients' names, the address, and their phone number. And here's what it says at the top. This is a complete list of people I have sold homes for in the past few months. You're welcome to call any of these people and ask them questions about me. Please keep in mind that this list does not include buyers. This is just sellers. And here's at the top it suggests, here's the questions when you call these people, what questions you might want to ask them. Did you interview other agents, and why did you choose Jim? What was it like working with Jim? Was he responsive? Did he do what he was promised? Is he honest and trustworthy? Does he market productively and aggressively? Did he work hard for you? Would you use him again? I mean, this sheet is so awesome because you can go on a listing appointment to a FSBO and say, look, here's a list of some of them. Now, obviously, when you look at this list that's on page 26, there's a lot of homeowners. So Jim is obviously a top agent. So don't be deterred by that. If, let's say, in the past, 6 months, you know, you've only worked with six or seven sellers, that's fine. Put those six or seven sellers on a piece of paper and say, listen, here's some. Now, you don't want to tell a homeowner, I only sold six houses in the last year. So at the top of you, you'd say, here's some homeowners I've dealt with in the past several months. Please feel free to call them. And here's the questions you might ask them. What's really powerful about this is that you're really, it's like putting your money where your mouth is. It's really telling a homeowner, listen, I'm really committed to helping you. All my clients are happy. If you don't believe me, call some of my past clients, and here's some questions you can ask them. Very powerful technique. And this is something that can definitely be used after a listing appointment if you don't get the listing. So that keeps selling you after the listing. All right. Now, here's something else, page 27 and 28. Love this. What other realtors have to say about me, what past clients recently said about me. So here's what this is. These are handwritten notes from past realtors or other realtors or other homeowners or buyers, whatever, that have worked with this agent. And the same guy, Jim, what you'll notice is these are all handwritten. Now, to me, handwritten testimonials are so much better than if you just typed it up. Like if you were to look at the last page or towards the last page. Let me see where that is. Where the heck is it? Maybe it's, no, it's totally not the last page. I don't know where it is. I probably didn't print it out. Or I might have done it in last month's magazine, where you can list, like, testimonials of people, where you type it on a Microsoft Word, and then you put their name and phone number. That's not nearly as powerful as where the person actually used their own handwriting. And here's why that's so powerful, because subliminally, people, when they look at a testimonial that's handwritten, they know, number one, it's not full of bunk. Number two is the person actually took the time to handwrite a testimonial. I mean, the action of physically writing a testimonial by hand is actually more powerful than a quote or somebody even sitting at a typewriter typing it. So handwritten testimonials have such a subliminal, powerful image that I so love this, page 27. Now, how do you get a handwritten testimonial? Very, very simple. Take a piece of paper at the closing table, and when there's a lull in paperwork or something, any lull moment, turn to your client, Turn to the other agent you work with. Do me a favor. I'm doing a collection of testimonials. Can you please write me a little note saying, Dear Daryl, you know, I love you. You were the best agent ever. We're naming our next child after you, whatever. So hand them a piece of paper and a pen and ask them to write this handwritten quick testimonial. Very simple, very effective, very easy to do. You can use that as a mailing piece. You can use it as a visual in your listing appointment. Now, here's another one that I shared in one of my live seminars recently that people just loved it. And what you could do is actually ask for that testimonial on video. Take your iPhone, take your iPad, stick it up, and say, come on, and play with them, because some people feel weird. Make it like a wedding. You know how wedding things are when the camera just comes over? What do you want to say to the bride and groom? And people half of the time look kind of silly. Well, we just, you know, don't be drunk on your honeymoon. You know, so they'll say funny or weird things, and that'll happen here. Say, listen, let's just capture this moment. Can I? Because I'm collecting testimonials. Can you just tell the camera, like in the wedding, how what you thought of the service or the experience or anything like that? And those you can put on your list on your computer and use in a listing appointment. Are you guys liking any of this stuff, the ones that I can hear
yes.
you? Do you like it? Yes? All right, good. One person. Good. Okay, now, let's see. Page 29, 30, 31, 32. This is something you'll have to customize. Here's what this is. This is a list that this guy, Jim, does of all of his servicing that he does for a homeowner. I'm just going to read some of them. MLS, brochure, realtor tour, open house, virtual home tour, okay? Doing mailings to the neighbors, flyers, you know, stuff like that we have. But let me tell you something. The way he laid it out, like the bullets, the bold, the indentation, the numbering, the spacing, it looks very beautiful. I love this piece. Then he actually breaks it down. It goes from 1 to 17, and then 18, it says non-traditional marketing that Jim does, meaning that not the average agent does. I do a buyer's guide. I do telemarketing, a broker's open house, showing your house with a full-time agent or something. Then there's relocation. Then he talks about here's relocation that we do for people. And then here's personal attention. By the way, personal attention, I love what he does here. Number 30, escrow, says, you know, when we sell a house, it's not sold yet. I have three assistants whose job is to closely monitor all lender inspections, appraisal, title, and escrow activities to ensure a successful closing. But, Daryl, I don't have three assistants. Well, you can change the verbiage to team. I have a team whose job is to closely monitor all the lender inspections. Now, your team could be your broker, your manager. It could be the office secretary. It could be the mortgage broker that you work with. It could be the attorney that you recommend. Every one of you, even a new agent that has not even sold a house yet, has a team working for them. So you can still say that with integrity. This that I was just talking about, page 29, 30, 31, and 32, you can use this as a handout. You can use this as a drop-off piece when you're knocking doors. You could use it as a mailing piece. You can use it in your listing book, although I don't want you to use this, like in your listing book, like going through each one of these numbers. To me, a listing book should be visual, and each one of these items should actually have its own page with a visual representation. This is a good piece to leave on a listing appointment if you don't get the listing the first time, because it'll keep selling you after the fact, okay? I love this stuff. There's a lot of great stuff in this magazine this month, which, by the way, because there are so many good things, and I hope I'm not sounding like I'm being self-serving here, but I really, I didn't create any of this stuff. These are other students giving this to me. I just put a lot of this stuff in one magazine, which is really, you know, a lot of good stuff. You're not going to be able to implement all this, so just implement one or two things that you like the best, okay? And don't get overwhelmed, okay? As a matter of fact, just implement one. And then after you implement that one, then do a second one. Page 33 is a suggestion as far as what you can give as a closing gift, which is also a great housewarming gift, so that's page 33. Now, page 34, you may want to pay attention because we're moving into Halloween pretty soon. And what this agent did is they have, and some I've seen some offices do this, where they'll, you know, come by and pick up a free pumpkin. You know, they'll go, now we're from Long Island, so it's easy to get a lot of pumpkins. We have farms out here. But I've seen brokers or offices, what they do is they stock up so many pumpkins, and they'll actually promote people to come by their office to get pumpkins. This is actually good in your area where it isn't easy to get pumpkins, and the local community can come to your office. But what they did is it's a great flyer. It says, great pumpkin giveaway. Here's the date. Here's the time. And then it says, help support the American Diabetes Association, which is really nice, so people can make donations when they come by. It says, hey, kids, come dressed in a costume and receive a surprise. Lots of fun things for you. Now, this office, they had pony rides, clowns, and more. Pick up your free pumpkin for you and your family. Enter our drawing to win a child's bike, courteous of, and then there's a bike company there. So this is, you know, doing a holiday local event is really a great way just to have the community come to you. By the way, I got an idea for you. It's not in any of the promotional stuff. You're going to have to Google this, okay? Oh, okay, here you go. One of my clients, I'll never forget, she said this. She said this about 10 years or 15 years ago, and I never forgot it. Her name's Helen Hanna from Howard Hanna Real Estate in Pittsburgh. And she said once in a meeting, she said, Halloween is the best time of year because this is when your farm area comes knocking on your door. I just love that concept. So what she encourages her company, her agents to do is to put together little bags of candy and attach the business card to it. So when the neighbors come and the people come to your house, you're promoting you. But listen, there's something else. There's Halloween bags. If you Google customize Halloween bags, you can have Halloween bags printed with your contact information, maybe your face, I'm not sure, but I've seen this. And so instead of tying your business card to the end, which to me would be a pain in the butt, it would be a little tedious, it would be more time, to have your own printed Halloween bags, I love that. So take a look at that because you have time for this. You know, it's September, you got time, so do that now if you want to do it. Okay, and by the way, they're not expensive. I remember doing this several years ago, and I was surprised on how inexpensive it was. Let me see what else I got here. Page 36 is a great flyer.
I like it.
Or fax. You can use it as an email. It says, to the realtor, new listing. Now listen to this part. You recently showed a Coal Banker listing comparable to my new listing at 182, yada, yada, yada. Here's the ML number. Here's the bedroom's best square footage. So what this agent does, Jim, is he's obviously, number one, keeping track of agents who are showing his listings. Now, if a new listing comes out that's comparable in price or style, I wouldn't even worry about style. I would just look at price. I would then take my whole database of agents that showed the other listing and say, hey, listen, I got a new listing. It's comparable to that one you may be interested in. Very smart. See, Jim understands the concept. You need to promote to other agents. And let me see here. I can't think of really. So I'm reading something again. Hang on. The house is a 401. Okay. I'm going to read one thing to you now that I read that. Give me one second. Page 37. I got two more things. Now, listen, I've got two more things to share and about the magazine, and then I'm going to open up the call to everybody. If you have a question, you can ask me a question, okay? So think of something you want to ask me. Otherwise, it's going to be a short call. Page 37, I went to this dentist. His name's Dr. Fox, Fox Dental. I went to the dentist first time. A couple of days later, I get this beautiful, colorful welcome card. And in there it says, welcome to our office. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank you for your recent visit to our office. We look forward to serving you in the future. And then all the staff people signed the card. This to me was awesome. I mean, I've changed a couple dentists over the years. This is the first time a dentist sent me a welcome card / thank you card for coming to their office, and the staff signed it. I started thinking, well, how could we use this? Well, here's a couple of thoughts I have for you. Number one, obviously, if you work with a new buyer for the first time, after the buyer, you show them property. If you didn't sell them that day, which is what I hope happens, but if you didn't sell them that day, how about sending a thank you card, a welcome card to coming to you, coming to your office, but most importantly, have the other agents sign the card. And I think that's a smart thing to do. There's a way, actually, with printers where you can actually have people just sign it one time and you can just duplicate it. Okay, so if you want to keep running around the office asking people to sign cards all the time. But here's another idea. I would use this concept as a post-listing appointment. Let's say you go on a listing appointment and you don't get the listing, whether it's a free CMA, they're just curious, it's a FSBO, that you send a card, hey, listen, thank you for having me over your house. If there's anything I could ever do for you, myself and my whole team and my company are anxious to do what we can to help serve you in any way in your real estate needs, something like that. And if you mailed that to a – hang on a second, gang. I'm going to do something. Okay, so I just muted everybody because we heard that noise in the background. Anyway, so that postcard, or that, not postcard, but that thank you card, I think is a really cool idea. All right, the last thing is on page 38, there's a whole bunch of slew of ideas from other agents. I just want to read one of them to you. There's five really great creative marketing ideas. I'm going to read just the one to you. It's the first one on page 38. To revitalize interest in a stigmatized property, I contacted every real estate agent who had sold in the area within the last year and a half. I wrote an email in the first person from the house. So in other words, what this agent did is they wrote an email, but they wrote the email as if the house, the listing, was writing the email. The house told its story of how it missed its owner and was seeking a new one that was as loving and caring as the former one had been. The house also explained what it felt like with its best features. Like, can you imagine? I wish I had a copy of this email. Imagine if, let's say, it had a big backyard. Like, the house would be saying, you know, I just really love how I had a big backyard because it gave me so much joy to watch and experience the children running around and playing. I just love, this is cool. Anyway, this agent goes on to say that she had six showings the next day and in a contract that got accepted within 2 days. A silly idea, but it worked. So that was from Champions Real Estate in Richmond, Texas, a great company. Anyway, so that's the magazine, man. There's a lot of great stuff in there, and I'm happy to do it. I'm actually excited what I gave you this month, because just one or two of those things is going to be fun for you, and it's going to help your business. Now, here's what we're going to do is we're going to take a few minutes. I want you to ask me a question of something that you're challenged with, something you need coaching on, help with. So we've got a lot of people on this call, so hopefully somebody's going to step up and not be shy. This is your opportunity for me to coach you one-on-one. There's no stupid questions. So here's how we're going to do this, okay? To make sure we have a really good recording, I've muted everybody. So the only way I can hear you now is you'll have to hit *6 one time on your keypad, and it's going to take about 5 seconds for it to kick in. So if you have a question, I want you to do that now. Just one time, hit *6, give it a few seconds, and then just call out your name, and then I'll be able to hear you. I hear somebody. So who's got a question?
Hi, I have a question. Hi, Darryl.
Okay, great. Who is this?
My name is Mark Mayonis. I have a client that I sold his house, and we're looking for another house for him. The closing is in 2 weeks. The wife is very pregnant, which is probably 2 or 3 weeks away. Every house I've shown him...
Oh, that's going to be a hell of a closing, Mark.
Oh, yeah. Well, what's worse is when she has the baby, they can't count her income because she's going on disability.
Yeah, okay.
So I've been working for about 2 months with him. The wife doesn't like anything she sees, and I don't think it's... I think it's just a horrible situation because I've shown them everything that they wanted and what they didn't want. And I'm at the end of my rope with them. I mean, if you have any suggestions, they're moving in with their in-laws, so...
Yeah.
He doesn't realize that it's actually coming. In 2 weeks, it's closing. He just doesn't realize that.
I mean, he realizes it, but it's not sinking in, yeah?
No.
He does know it's closing in 2 weeks, yes, Mark?
Yes. I reminded him the other day, and he says, I got to start packing. So I don't think they actually sank. It hasn't sank in yet.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. First of all, you know, the fact that, you know, the you do have your hands full there because you've got, is this their first kid?
Second.
Okay. So, here's what you have is that, let me back up for a second. Have you showed them everything in their price range?
Everything.
Now, I know you've showed them a lot. Now, this is an important question, Mark, because I know you've showed them a lot. You showed them what they like. You showed them what they didn't like. So I got that. You've worked your ass off. I'm clear on that. But I need to just – did you show them everything in their price range?
Everything and then some.
Okay. So, here, Mark, number one is you can't – if you've done that, you obviously, there's no option of showing them anything else, right?
That they can afford, yes.
Okay, so you're done.
Pretty much. That's why I'm open for any suggestions.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is you did not call the 1-800 Miracle Hotline.
Really? I thought I did. You do work there. Come on.
I'm sorry. I'd be charging you a lot more than. I'd be charging you a lot more than what you're paying for the Power Agent program if I created miracles. If you literally show them everything in their price range and even things out of their price range that they can afford, you're done. You can't make somebody like a house or buy a house if they don't want to. So, but here's probably what's happening. What's probably happening is I'm going to guess is that the wife is physically and chemically, her body has changed, how people think and react. So I'm not being a chauvinist at all. I mean, especially that I've been researching, you know, about how to design a life worth smiling about and the chemicals in the brain and everything else. There's a real scientific chemical thing that's occurring with a woman when she's pregnant, especially when it's going to happen in 2-3 weeks. So her perception and her reality is different than perhaps even before she was pregnant. And you can't do anything about that. All right. So we can't do anything. So she's not mentally at a place where she can make the decision that probably you see as an obvious one. Like you might have showed them a house, and to you it's like this, in your reality, Mark, this is it. This is what you said you wanted. This is the price. This is it. But because her reality is different right now, she's not going to see it, and you can't make them buy it. So, and all he wants probably is to try and keep her happy. So his reality is going to, and that's exactly, all right. So his reality is now her reality. Even though he may see what you have, he needs to jump into her world because that's his job as a husband, and he loves her and all that. Okay, so you're done. So now here's what's going to happen. They're going to move in with their in-laws, and she's going to have the baby, and then the reality is going to change. It's going to change for two reasons. Number one, her chemicals will change, and her reality will change. Plus, living with the in-laws is going to create a whole new reality for everybody, the kids, right? So it's at that point that they're going to be committed and ready, and you'll be able to sell them something. So I just had that happen with one of my students. Similar thing. I mean, there wasn't a pregnancy involved, but they moved into the in-laws, and miraculously, once they moved into the in-laws, it was like within 30 days they found something. All right? So,
it's just frustrating.
Here's why you're frustrated. So let me help you, because I can't help you with that situation because you just have to wait. So let me help you. What creates frustration? Everybody listen to me because this is an important and I think powerful distinction. What creates frustration in our life is when we have what shows up in our life be different from our expectation. But it's the expectation that's creating the frustration, not the reality. See, the reality is they're not buying. But for you, the frustration is that you think they should. So what you need to do is stop having that expectation, because it's the expectation on how you think it should be different that's causing your frustration. Are you with me, Mark?
I hear what you're saying.
So stop expecting it should be anything other than what it is, and you'll be less frustrated. It's easier said than done, but to just be clear, is what's causing the frustration is not that they're not buying and that they're closing in 2 weeks and they're going to have this baby in 2 weeks and their income is not going to count. That's not what's causing the frustration. What's causing the frustration is that your expectation is that they should make a move now, that they should get off the thing now and buy a house now. So stop expecting and you'll be able to deal with it better. Now, one more thing, back to the technique of selling them, okay, is that after the closing and after the baby, then kind of pay attention to when they get ready, because they may not be ready right away. First of all, she's going to go through a post-chemical thing, which sometimes is worse than the actual pregnancy, and sometimes not at all. So we don't know how she's going to be after the pregnancy. Number two is we don't know if the in-laws, if everybody loves each other, and that might actually be a good thing for them, because the in-laws will help with the baby and help with the other kid that exists. So one of two things will happen. As soon as she gives birth, they're going to want to get the hell out of there in 30 days. Or as soon as she gives birth, they're going to want to hunker down there for 6 months, because it's a good thing for them. Do you follow me, Mark?
Correct.
So you're going to have to, after the pregnancy, don't do anything now, don't worry about anything, but after the pregnancy, stay close to them so you can get a sense of which one is it, okay? And don't abandon them, right? Hang in there with them, be happy for them, support them, because you don't want them to say, you know, Mark just cared about selling his house, and when we didn't buy, he didn't care about the baby, didn't care about the wedding, didn't care, you know, blah, blah, blah. I mean, not the wedding, but the birth, all right?
Yeah.
Did that help you at all?
It's a new perspective, and I thank you very much. You're right about that. You're right. Thank you.
Yeah, just, you know what? Listen, if there's nothing else, just learn from that distinction, that what causes frustration is not the reality of what's occurring, but it's our expectation of how we think it should be something other than what it is. So it's us that's causing the frustration, not the occurrence. And if you can get that distinction, Mark, you're going to be able, in not just this situation, but in any situation, when your income looks different than what you expect it to be, when your spouse doesn't do what you expect them to be, when your kids don't do what you expect them to be, it's all of your expectations that creates the upset, not the actual occurrence.
I hear you. Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. You're welcome very much, Mark. Thank you for thank you for asking and participating. I appreciate it very much. All right, so somebody else. What's that?
You hit it right on the nose.
All right, buddy. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. All right, now, somebody else who's got something you need help with, some coaching.
Daryl, this is Marie Lundy. How are you?
Hi, Marie Lundy. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Wanted to find out, in your opinion, what's most effective after I sell my own listing? Does it make sense to send out just sold cards in the area, or just pick up the phone and, you know, start calling, or is it a combination of both?
Yeah, I think it's a great question. I think that you can do all of the above or as much as you want, okay? Because different things work different ways for different people. So let me answer with another example. When we promote events that I'm coming into a city and I'm going to do a seminar, we send out emails to people in our list. And, you know, we'll send out like three a week. What we try and do is we take people out that respond so that way we don't annoy people. So we try and do that as best as we can. But here's what's it always interests me, that after us doing that three times a week for like 3 weeks, 4 weeks, in the fourth week, we'll still get people that'll say, this is the first time I'm hearing about it, even though we probably at this point have sent them over a dozen emails. Each email is different, though. The visual, the look of it. So we don't take the same email and just keep sending it out. Every email has a different look to it. Now, so here's my point in what I'm saying. People, from a mental standpoint, they react differently. Some people pay attention to a mailing. Some people won't. Some people pay more attention to a phone call. Some people pay more attention to the one-on-one door knocking. So I think you should, not any one idea is better than the other. Okay, I think you should do them all as much as you can. Obviously, you don't want it to have one listing sell and you're spending the next 2 weeks on just this one task via mailings and via advertising and door knocking. And so just do whatever one you – so there's no right one. You should do whatever one works for you. I will whatever one you like to do when I say what works for you. How do you feel about door knocking? Do you like that or no?
No, I don't mind it. I don't mind it. I find it to be more effective, quite frankly, than mailers. You know, I'm just struggling with spending money on mailers when I'm not seeing the results. You know what I mean? So I'm just wondering if I should just go away with farming.
All right, now watch this. I'm so glad I asked. I'm so glad you said what you said. First of all, mailings, you don't always know that it's working because it's planting a seed, okay? So that's number one. Number two is how you can get more response from mailings is not just tell them that one of your clients sold their home, but actually put some kind of call to action. So, for example, if you did a mailing, a postcard, that said, you know, your neighbor at 1010 Hanahana just hired me to sell their house, which we did successfully. They're moving on to, or don't even say where they're moving on to or whatever. If you're interested as a homeowner to get a neighborhood market report to find out what your neighbors have paid for their home, please contact me. Now, what I just said is really important. It's a CMA. We all offer CMAs. But I don't like calling it a CMA because everybody calls it that. If you call it a neighborhood market report, there's a couple of things. First of all, it sounds more official. Number two, it talks about the market. It says market report. The third thing is neighbors. It's a neighborhood market report. And then the tagline saying, find out what your neighbors have paid for their home. Everybody wants to know when somebody moves into a house, this is what the first thing people say. I wonder what they paid for it. Everybody wants to know what other people paid for anything, not just the house. I wonder what she paid for that dress. I wonder what he paid for that car. I wonder what they paid for that vacation. People are kind of inherently nosy about that for so many reasons. So if you have neighborhood market report and then the tagline is find out what your neighbors have paid for their home, you're going to get a lot more calls on that. Now, by the way, are we sharing some secret information? Well, it might seem that way to the person getting it, but are we? No, it's a CMA. It's the same thing. When we do comps, and this is what a house sold for, we're saying this is what that neighbor paid for that house. But the languaging will generate more calls. So that's a suggestion I have to get better response from your mailings is entice people to call you to get this neighborhood market report. But here's something else, more importantly. Everybody listen to this. None of you should be spending money you don't have. If you don't have the money, extra money, to do mailings, then don't do it. Because that kind of stuff is what puts realtors out of business. That's what makes us really stressed. All of you on the call, listen. We can make a ton of, we can be have so much less stress and be so much happier if you make money and you focus on saving money. You know, be committed to putting money away. Be committed to putting money in the bank. Stop pumping it into your business. Only put money into your business that you can afford to do. You don't have to have a website. You don't have to have mailings. You don't have to have, you know, this call to action technology. You don't have to have a laptop. You don't have to have an iPad to do a listing presentation. You don't have to have any of this stuff that you might hear other people say. Here's all you need to do is you need to get in front of people. And you can get in front of people without spending a nickel. knock on doors, pick up the telephone, call FSBOs, call expireds, go to public open houses, go to garage sales. There's so much stuff that you can do to generate a six-figure income and not spend a dollar out of your pocket. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. This is very helpful.
Is this helpful, hon? Yeah. All right, good. So what I would do is, whether it's effective or not, if money's a concern, screw the mailing. So I just gave you a great way to improve the mailing. Neighborhood market report, find out what your neighbors are paying for their home. So I just improved the mailing. I know that'll work for you. And I don't want you to do it if you don't have the money.
Got it.
So instead, just you can do the same thing, just translate it into a call. You know, make a bunch of calls to the neighbors. I'll tell you, doing calls is a lot more quicker than door knocking. You know, when it would take you to knock on 10 doors, you probably make 50 phone calls as far as the time is concerned. If you don't mind the calls, do the calls, or do a combination too. Get out there while the weather is still nice, you know. So that's what I would do, okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much, Daryl.
You're so welcome, hon. My pleasure. Okay, who else has got a question out there who needs help? Come on, we got 8 minutes left. Don't be shy. And if everybody's going to be shy, oh, listen, I'm sorry. Let me give you the instruction again. Somebody may want to, and they don't remember how to ask me a question. So what you need to do, if you want to ask me a question, hit *6 on your keypad one time, and that will unmute you. It'll take about 5 seconds, but then I'll be able to hear you. *6 one time will give you the ability to unmute yourself. So does anybody else have a question? Yes.
Daryl?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes,
it's
hi,
Meryl.
Hello, I can
How
hear
are you?
You.
Oh, good.
Meryl?
I think you can hear me.
Yeah,
Meryl,
I can hear you, Meryl.
From Cliff.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, sweetie.
Quick question.
Good.
How do we have access to the written paperwork that you're referring us to?
Yeah, what you need to do is go to thepowerprogram.com, and when you're on the website, thepowerprogram.com, and when you get to the website, you need to log in first with your username and password that you have, and then you'll be able to access everything in there. And one of the things, Meryl, you should... I can't give it to you over the phone, no. So you can click on, there's a place there that if you didn't, you know, if you don't remember what it was, you can click on it and it should send it to you. You know, if you forgot your password. All right, and then the other thing is for everybody that's the first time being part of the Power Program, make sure that you go to Classroom. When you go to Classroom, there's a lot of great stuff in there. There's going to be a set of slides that I'm going to go over next month. I uploaded it there. It's under sellers. It's to help explain to homeowners why they don't save money selling on their own, and I'm going to go over that on our next call. So the slides are up there for you. If they're not up there now, they will be by the end of the day. Again, that's under Classroom, there's a Sellers category. All right, does anybody else have a question on something you need help with before I let you guys go? Anybody? Okay, so what's this call? Let me see if I can unmute everybody. Yes, we're in conversation. Yeah. Okay, so I just unmuted everybody so I can hear everybody. So is this call good for you, yes or no?
Yes.
Very good.
Come on,
yes, thank
good.
You.
All right, good, good, good. So listen, I'm going to just do this. I just muted everybody because it was really loud. So here's a couple of things I'm going to say before I let you go. That we're moving into the time of year, kids are going back to school, the weather's getting colder, blah, 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 in the northern states, and this is a great time for you to get listings. If you want to have a great last quarter and a first quarter into 2014, you want to build your listing inventory. We're going to see a surge of buyer activity after the summer. There's a better quality buyer that comes out to look at properties. These are the more committed people, okay? These are people that really want to look at a property. That's number one. Number two is homes always look better during the holidays. there is somewhere on the website, I think there's reasons to list your home during the holidays. So you should look at that flyer that's going to be under classroom. Just prospect, build your listings, save your money. And as far as what I gave you today, because I gave you so much stuff, just pick one. What's your favorite item? Just do that one item, okay? And if you have time during the 30 days, then go do another one, okay? All right, gang, thank you very much for calling in. It was my pleasure to be here for you. If there's anything I could do for you, let me know. Please send me questions for the next call. If you email me ahead of time, I'll put you at the front of the queue, so to speak. Okay. God bless you, gang. Go make a difference. And don't forget, the more people you help, the more money you make. Money is just a gauge as to how many people we've helped. So help a lot of people. All right. Talk to you soon. Thank you. Bye.